Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the next episode of the podcast. This episode is right in line with the season, one of gratitude and thanks, and of course, delicious turkey and pumpkin pie. Well, I'm actually lying. There is no mention of turkey and pumpkin pie in this episode, but my guest, Kevin Palmieri, has lots to be thankful for. He's so funny. I found a clip where he says, "Some people find rock bottom, but I found out that rock bottom has a basement." You know, in his mid-20s, Kevin had it all. I mean, he had everything that we dream of, yet he still ended up sitting one day on his bed and wondering if all of it was worth it and if all of it had meaning. And, you know, what did that even mean? Well, Kevin decided to forge on ahead and create a life that had meaning, that had purpose, where he could give back. And for example, he's the CSO, founder and host of Next Level University, a global top 100 self-improvement podcast with more than 2,000 episodes, everybody. And it reaches over a million people in more than 180 countries. You'll hear in our conversation that much of his childhood really has informed his approach to life now. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Kevin Palmieri.
I have a very high net worth goal. One of the reasons, and I'll cry talking about it, I just want to help people with money. I do. That has been a dream of mine since I was a little boy, is to go to the mall, which might cease to exist by the time I can do it, and go to a single parent and say, "Whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you need for your kids, I got it. Thanksgiving, got it. If I don't accomplish that, I will have failed at what I think my mission is."
I would love to ask you the main question, which is, sure. I would so appreciate if you would share a story. It could be more than one story if you want, where something in your life happened, or not even necessarily to you, could have happened to someone else and you witnessed it. Of something that you consider maybe mysterious or magical or even miraculous.
So I was thinking of this because I know that's the premise. I don't know if I have a really good answer other than this whole journey seems miraculous to me. I don't know. I don't understand how it happened. I don't understand how I got here. I don't understand why things are the way they are. It's weird when people talk so highly of you. It's like, that's weird. I get that all the time because I go on so many shows. It's weird. It's just effing weird that that's my life. So honestly, reality to me is relatively miraculous. I don't get it. Some days I take a step back and it's like, I can't believe we've done 2,000 something episodes. Like, what? How the heck did that happen? That doesn't make any sense to me. And we've interviewed some world-class humans and we have amazing clients. And so probably this whole journey, because what we can't dive into in terms of depth in an hour of the last 8 years, I was there every day for it. And so many of the worst times of this journey, we can't even talk about because we don't have enough time. But somehow the next day happened, and it happened, and it happened. It's going to continue to happen. That to me, I cannot wrap my, what do they say? Wrap your finger. What do they say? Mind.
Your head.
Head. How do you wrap your head around anything? That doesn't make any sense. That's why I thought finger, at least, you know, but yeah, this whole journey to me is, I don't understand it. It is truly humbling and it is the ultimate perspective. And some days I feel like I'm the best in the world at this. And other days I feel like I don't even know what I'm doing. And I think every day is just some sort of spectrum of that. So this journey to me is the most miraculous thing I can imagine, because it is the thing that I am the most familiar with. So I understand how rare it probably is, all things considered.
Yeah. Did you ever have any times where you thought, I want to give up because I'm tired or this is so much work?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I was in 2019, she was my girlfriend. She's my wife now. Late 2019, early 2020. We moved in. She had a one bedroom apartment. I moved in with her. COVID was happening. It was like, am I even going to be able to see you if I don't live with you? And I couldn't pay rent. That Christmas. I couldn't get Christmas presents for her. It was freaking terrible. It was so, oh my God, it was so bad. Like, your family probably thinks I'm going to be a failure and I'm not going to be able to, you know, be a good husband. And that, I remember there was a time where we hosted a live event. And we were supposed to be co-hosting it with somebody, but they didn't really do anything. So we kind of put it on our shoulders and did the whole thing. And we had a dinner that we did a rehearsal dinner. And Alan and me went to the bathroom at the same time. And I was like, dude, the credit card's not going to clear. I don't know how we're going to pay for this. I don't know if the credit card's going to work. It's funny as hell now to talk about. At the time, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. So there were many times where I didn't want to quit. I wanted relief. I didn't want to quit. I didn't want to leave this behind. I can't imagine doing anything else. If all crashed and burned, we'd continue going and start again. I just wanted a breath. I wanted relief. I wanted a semblance of sustainability, I would say, more than anything. So yeah, I had many times, many, many, many times. But when I started this, I was convinced that if I could find a way to do this, I'd be the most fulfilled person ever. And that is the belief that I hung on to. And that is the thing that I thought would ultimately be the most worth it. And now I get to do this, right? So yeah, there were many dark nights where I didn't think I was going to be able to be successful, but I never could imagine myself doing anything else. When I left my job, I went and told my mom and my grandmother, and they said, you're going to get another job, right? And I said, I will never work for somebody else as long as I live. Never. Nope. I will do whatever it takes within character and alignment to succeed at this. So yeah, many doubts, but can't imagine doing anything else. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's not about me. It's through me, I think, and through Alan, right? That's a big piece of it. And one of the other things is, very humbly, I didn't design this. Alan did. That was a really hard thing for me. Like, I had to let that go. He is way smarter than me. And some people try to save me. They're like, no, you're smart. I understand. Thank you. I appreciate it. He's a genius. He's an actual genius. Like, he's playing with stuff that I don't have. And it's awesome. It's wonderful. So there was a piece of me that had to let that go. Like, I'm a piece of this for sure. And I'm the second biggest piece of this for sure, but it wouldn't be what it is and the way it is without my business partner. Just like it wouldn't be what it is the way it is without me for him, for sure. But that's something I always try to stay grounded in. Always, always. I am so lucky that I found him as a business partner. I am so blessed that I found him and I've been able to stay here for as long as I have. So that's a piece of it. And I think the other thing is, there's a big piece of me that very honestly understands that more quote unquote success equals harder life. So it's awesome. I'm not saying it's not awesome, but I don't think we're going to get to unicorn land where I just stop doing stuff and money just rolls in. That's never going to happen. That's not what we signed up for. That's another big piece of it. And then yes, when I was a little boy, one of the things that I always, always deeply respected about my mother is, even though we didn't have a ton of money, she always gave money away. Mm. While it was not good and not what we should have been doing with the money, I have the same thing. And while Alan wants to teach people how to fish, I like to give people fish. And together we have a beautiful, I will give you a fish. And then while you eat the fish, Alan will teach you how to fish for yourself. And it's beautiful. And then you can teach other people how to fish. I have a very high net worth goal. One of the reasons, and I'll cry talking about it, I just want to help people with money. I do. That has been a dream of mine since I was a little boy, is to go to the mall, which might cease to exist by the time I can do it, and go to a single parent and say, whatever you need, I got it. whatever you need, whatever you need for your kids. Got it. Thanksgiving. Got it. I have to, if I don't accomplish that, I will have failed at what I think my mission is. Now, as shallow as that might sound to certain people, it is what it is. That's what I feel like I was put here to do. And I think I'm capable of doing it, and I'm willing to sign up for whatever that journey is. So yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. And I want to help people avoid the pain that I couldn't. For a lot of people, that's our purpose. Our purpose is to help a certain person avoid a certain problem in a certain way. And that is, I think for me, the money is a piece of it, and the awareness, right? That's why we do an episode every day. You can get a little bit better every day. But yeah, that is like, as you can tell, that is deep within me. I have to do that. That's not even a choice. I have to. That is a must. If I don't do that, I will be out of alignment with who I aspire to be, for sure.
And that's it, everyone. My conversation with Kevin Palmieri. I think that you'll agree that he is totally hilarious, very self-effacing, and filled with gratitude at the blessings that life has to offer. For those of you listening to the long-form interview, there will be a little bit of an Easter egg after these episode's show notes. I need to thank Kevin for being a guest on the podcast and being so gracious and for telling all of his stories. To find out a little bit more about Kevin and the magic that he is creating in the world, well, there will be a link in the episode show notes to both Kevin's website as well as his YouTube and Instagram. Do yourself a favor and do a deeper dive on this fabulous human being who wishes to go to the mall and give gifts of abundance to other people. Be kind in the world, be generous in the world, and basically show up for his fellow human beings. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the podcast. If you could find it in your heart to give me a rating or a review, I would be ever so grateful. Those ratings and reviews mean so much to me, and they help other people find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Kevin. Show up in the world for your fellow human beings. Show up in the world for the world. Figure out what you're good at, what you excel at, how you can bring joy and abundance in the world, and then bring it to other people, or bring it to the environment, or bring it to whatever cause you see fit. Be like Kevin and show up for those who need it, or dream big so that in the future you can show up for those who need it. I think Kevin's a big dreamer, and I love that about him. He's filled with graciousness and gratitude, so I would include that as well in Be Like Kevin. So with graciousness and with gratitude and being like Kevin, go forth into this holiday season, this month of December, and show up for those who might need a little bit of help. I'll see you later this week for the very next episode, and I hope you've enjoyed this midweek miracle episode.